Hi, Nico. Nico, how's your day going so far?
What's going on, Paul? I'm nice. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I know you've got a couple of questions here for me, and it's really my job and not Cynthia's job to quote time frame because she doesn't know the information and she's going to be retrained
Gotcha.
after this phone call. I guarantee you that.
Gotcha.
Okay. So one of your questions is about getting Google PIN verified, your Google Business profile up and running. Now we're a Google
Yes.
Business Premier partner, and we verify more Google businesses than basically anybody else in the country. We've been doing this since 2004. Typically, something like that would take 5 to 10 business days. Now she told you 2 to 3 months. That's worst case scenario for first page placement. So maybe she overheard something that she thought was correct information, and whether it was incorrect or correct, she should not have been telling you that because, first of all, it wasn't correct to begin with. So she'll be retrained after this phone call. I guarantee you that. It's her job to create interest, to get someone who understands the nature of the service and then hand it over to someone like me who is trained to get you the accurate information. She failed to do that, so she'll be
Understand.
retrained. Because the last thing that I would want you for you is to get misinformation from someone who shouldn't be telling you those things. So if you're willing to have someone who's been doing this for more than 20 years get you Google PIN verified, we can do that, but we won't do just that. Our job is to get you on that first page. I understand that you think that just having a Google Business verification and someone who already knows the name of your company to be able to look you up and find you would benefit your business. And you're right, it really would. But I think having your business on the first page for people who don't already know the name of your business to be able to find you when they're looking for a locksmith, lockout service, whatever they might be typing in, storage locks or auto locks, home office. I know you don't make key fobs. We'll make sure that you have a good looking website that really specifically mentioned all of your services. I get that you can build your own website. You could do Google Ads. This isn't for Google paid ads. I mean, we manage Google Ads professionally, and that's part of why we're a Google partner. But this is for the other content that would get you in the local map, that PAC result below the paid ads. I think Facebook ads would benefit you because you're in Atlanta, and Facebook ads are a lot more affordable than Google ads. I mean, we would first and foremost make sure that you're PIN verified. I mean, without that, our efforts are really meaningless because our efforts are to make sure that you have a verified Google listing and that it's on the first page for people who know the name of your business or for people who don't know the name of your business. Now, I mean, I want to make it affordable for you, and that's my job as a pricing director. We do have a package that's just really basically local SEO, and that does include, of course, Google PIN verification and local directories. It might be good for your zip code and maybe a couple of neighboring zip codes, but it's not going to get you the 25-mile radius that you're looking for based out of Atlanta. And I don't think it's the product that you need, but it's more affordable. It's $199. The package that I'm actually suggesting here for you includes Facebook ads, not Google ads. Google ads are $5 or $10 per click. Facebook ads are 20 or 22 cents per click. The minimum requirement for Facebook ads is $100 a month. Google requires a minimum of $300 a month. So you'd be looking at $499 a month if you wanted us to do Google ads and your local SEO. The package that is with Facebook ads is $299 a month. It includes a website, so you don't have to worry about that. I know you can build a website, but we'll build one for you for free. Build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Okay, there's $100 of Facebook ads included in that package as well. And that's about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents each, as I mentioned. So $100 is about 400 clicks every month. You'll be on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. And again, it's designed for someone who doesn't even know the name of your company, but is in the area that we're targeting, your specific service area, and they're looking for the services you provide. And of course, we'll be very specific about the services you provide. We'll make sure you're not getting phone calls for things like, auto key fobs and things like that. It's not at all like a lead-based service. You're not going to be paying for leads or chasing those leads down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competition. You'll just simply get more phone calls, and it'll be from someone who most likely saw your website before they called you.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, is that something you might want? It is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. It's our job just to make sure you're getting the jobs and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time.
Understood. So, like I told the lady before, and one, I do appreciate you and your expertise. Like I told the lady before, the main issue that I was having was the Google suspension.
Right.
That is the main thing. Like That is the sole reason as to why, you know, I even am answering the calls and going through the process with you guys. Because if you can fix that, then you 1000% have my business. And if you can fix that, then you also have a very, very, very high chance of retaining my business for the monthly, whatever monthly packages you guys have or anything like that.
I gotcha.
I did take a business hit, just so you know. I did take a business hit because of the Google suspension.
Right, of course.
So if I am completely open to spending more money, it's an investment. Investing into the business is number one priority. I am completely open to spending as much money to bring in as much business as possible. But at the moment, it is limited. It's very limited because, like I did say, I took a hit and my business was suspended twice.
Right.
I tried to get it handled twice. I've talked to multiple different SEO agencies. I've went through people in Fiverr. I've went through people that I know personally. And they've just simply not been able to help as far as the Google My Business. Now, if what you're telling me is true, we can get it done, Google My Business, verification, all of that type of stuff. If we can get that done within a span of, let's say, like, I don't know, 2 weeks, less than a month, 100%, let's try it out. I would just have to know how much that's going to cost, what options we have available, and if it works out, then you guys 100% have a customer that's here to stay.
So, you know, like I said, I recommend doing Facebook ads, and it happens fast. You know, first page placement on Google, that takes a little bit of time because, first of all, we have to create all the content that Google wants to see, and it has to get crawled and indexed. And for, you know, competitive industry and a big city, it does take a little bit longer.
Real quick, not to cut you off. I just have two statements. One, like I said, I understand that there's so many people who have been in business on Google for a lot longer than I have, who have also probably been using similar services as to the one that you guys are offering me. I understand that it would take a while for my business to be on the first page of Google. That's perfectly fine. What I'm saying is I need quick turnaround with the verification on Google because Google is when
I'm trying to answer your original question and I understand it.
Got you. And wait, real quick. Secondly, all I was saying is what I wanted to ask you is, as a matter of fact, dealing with Facebook, since this is your field, you believe that Facebook generates enough leads
to justify $100 of ads? Absolutely.
What? Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be you know, mentioning it to you at all if I didn't think it'd be benefiting your business. And that's exactly why I'm saying, you know, paying $5 or $10 or $15 per click and coming out of pocket today for an additional $300 of Google ads. I mean, that's not something that I'm recommending for you. And of course you can go straight through Google if you ever want to down the road and do Google ads on your own. I'm not saying you can't. And I'm not suggesting even that you have us do it, although it is something that we can do. Facebook ads are a much more affordable way, a better return on investment, a higher conversion rate, and they cost a lot less than Google ads do. And for most small businesses, it's a much better way to go. If you are in a rural area and you are only going 10 miles, I wouldn't even be talking about including Facebook ads for you. Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't have mentioned the $199 package if I didn't think that would also help you. But your question is what we should do right now, right? Which is why I'm circling back to saying Facebook ads take 5 to 7 business days. So even maybe before you're Google verified, because that might be 5 to 10 business days. Even before you're Google verified, we'll have a professional website completed and have it attached to Facebook ads. So that's a great way to get your phone ringing while we're dealing with Google. We are a Google partner, and no one can get you on the first page or get you PIN verified faster than a Google partner, but we still have to work with Google, and a lot of it is out of our hands. So it would take about 5 to 10 business days to get your Google verification, 5 to 7 business days for us to complete a website for you, get it up and running and active online, and that same time frame for the Facebook ads. So the same time frame would hold if we were just doing a local campaign at $199, but I am suggesting for the return on your investment and even to get your phone ringing, possibly even before you're Google verified, Facebook ads at $100 is a great way to go. In which case you'd be looking at $299, okay? Now, I'm a straight shooter here. I'm not going to try to give you a salesy reason why I can reduce it to $249 or anything like that, but it sounds to me like the budget is the most important thing here, right? And I wouldn't want to just say, then let's just do the local only campaign, because that will get you PIN verified, but that might not be the product that's going to best benefit your company, because you're going to still be looking at maybe 30 to 60 days, like Cynthia did say, maybe 2 to 3 months before you're on the first page. You'll have that verified listing, which is great for people who know the name of your business. For people who don't, it might take 2 to 3 months. That's worst case scenario, and it only does happen in competitive industries and big cities, but we do have both of that going on here with you. I think Facebook would get your phone ringing a lot faster. Now, I do have a friends and family rate here. It's right in the middle. It's $249. It includes the $100 of Facebook ads, but it's only $50 more than the local only campaign. And it is really, it's called friends and family for a reason, but we do make exceptions. And a lot of the times to help out small businesses that maybe are strapped for cash for whatever reason. And I get that you are not having that Google listing that hurt you. You know, people who are maybe even looking for you by name weren't able to find you, and that hurt your business. And it is Friday, which is a good day to kind of help me. It gives me reasons, of course, to pull all the strings that I can. If we include the Facebook ads, drop it to the $249 friends and family rate, and waive the initial setup fee with a website included and $100 of Facebook ads. And of course, obviously, the whole time we're doing the Facebook ads and the website, we're going to be working with Google to get your listing. Okay. That might take 5 to 10 business days, as I mentioned. I think that's the best package for you. And it is 100% absolutely the lowest price I can do for that. $249 out the door.
Brian, correct?
Paul.
Or Paul, I'm sorry, Paul. Nice to meet you, Paul. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I keep things very, very simple. Let's do it.
I appreciate that. I love talking, Nico, to someone who doesn't, give me a lot of excuses or a lot of nonsense. And you've been straightforward from the beginning. I can work with that. I mean, I can work with the other stuff, but I don't appreciate it or enjoy it. I really like speaking to someone who's a straight shooter, and I appreciate that. I'm the same way. Now, I just need a little bit of time to get this set up, just kind of some basics. The majority of getting this process started is going to be a follow-up call, and I am hoping that you are available today.
Of course.
Okay? Call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our trained expert technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, service area, the exact services you want to be found for. Tell us also the things you don't want to be found for. For example, the auto key fobs. You don't want to get phone calls for that. You don't want your time to be wasted. And we'll talk to you about exactly where you want to be found. Now, we don't draw a big circle around you. So it can be 20, 25, could be 30 miles in different directions. If there are places 10, 15 miles away that you don't really want to go, tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the one you want on your website?
Yes. An upcoming date, can I change it? Like, let's say if I had like about like a week a week's time, because this is my personal number.
Okay.
I do a lot of business. I do have a lot of business coming through this phone number, but I have another phone that I need to just get turned on.
Okay.
That I will be redirecting all the calls to. I do have one more question. Like mm-hmm. I said, I am 100% on board. Let's do it. We're gonna get it started today. But as far as being on Apple, like let's say being on Apple Maps, being found on Apple Maps, because mm-hmm. I have a friend who does marketing.
Okay.
He was working with me on Yelp, and that's where, like I said, I was receiving some type of leads through Yelp business. He was telling me that he could get me an Apple Maps listing, but he was going to do it through Yelp, because once he did something on Yelp, then I would be on Apple Maps. Would you guys' services come with something like that, or do I still need to go through my friend? I'll still go through you guys, but do I need
so
to go through him to get on
those
Apple Maps?
Apple Maps, I mentioned it quickly, and you might not have heard it, but Apple Maps is one of the things that we submit to immediately. Yelp also, and they are submitted simultaneously, so you don't have to have the Yelp listing before the Apple Maps. But those are absolutely two of the things that you'll be getting, and two of the things that we work on right away. So it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like you would need to go through your friend at all. I mean, I'm not saying you can't.
Okay.
You just probably won't need to.
No. Absolutely. Listen, I would love to have everything come through one source. And one last question, and then we're good to go. My last question is, I lost it. But it's very, very important question that I do need to know.
Did you remember it?
I'll shoot it back at you if I can
okay.
remember it.
Yeah, if it comes back, you just interrupt me at any time, so you don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to verify a couple of things. First of all, yeah, any information we can change or update at any point in time. So right now we'll be promoting that phone number, but it's a really easy fix for us to change that number on the website and on your Google listing, on all the information that we create for your business. Your business, as I see it, is RCA, all caps, Locksmiths, with an S at the end. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it is a service-based business, meaning that you only go to the customer, no one comes to
yes,
you.
Yep. Here we go. Yep, that was our question. So with it being a service-based business, how do I need a storefront? Because that was what I believe was – okay, cool.
Okay. Now, I understand your frustration. I mean, for locksmiths, it's always – been harder to get verified through Google, and you couldn't do Google ads. There were just so many restrictions for locksmiths, for bail bonds, for garage doors. I mean, for whatever reason, Google kind of cracked down on those, I guess, because those are some of the things that others are fraudulent about. And obviously for legitimate companies, it made things a lot harder. And even now, with Google making the process supposed to be easier with not just the Google PIN verification through the Postal Service, but things like voice verification, video verification, even email verification, supposed to make things easier, it just created more processes that could, under Google eyes, get scrutinized and, for whatever reason, kind of blacklisted and suspended for, you know, misleading content or whatever the case might be. So I definitely understand your concern with that. Now, most companies, service-based businesses, you know, roofers, plumbers, electricians, they don't maintain a storefront. You know, you go to the customer, and Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. I kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent for you, but I know when I speak with locksmiths, the issues that they run into. And it's been like
that for a long time.
It's gotten worse, but it's always been bad. Yeah. So Google won't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would. And they wouldn't even want anyone to know where you're operating out of. You'll only have city and state, which I've got is Atlanta, and of course Georgia, and there's not even the zip code. You won't even be listed with the zip code, but you are in 30318, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So you're just going to be listed Atlanta, Georgia on your Google listing.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be a physical mm-hmm. street address or even that zip code. And Cynthia has your name as Nico. She's got it as N-I-C-O?
N-I-K-O.
Okay, I was going to guess that. For some reason, I thought she had it wrong. And then what is your last name?
Last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Miller, okay. And then what is a good email address for you? Now, the email is for a couple of things. First of all, you know, most of the time for your account, we'll call you. You can call us, you can text us, you can email us, and we use those same methods to contact you. For us, emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we would definitely want you to have for your records. Although, the email serves as an additional function. The website that we create does have a contact form. Now, most of the time, Nico, you simply get calls directly to you, Mr. Miller. We will be promoting your phone number. When you're ready to change it, we'll change it to a different number that will still be yours, and that's the number that people will call. Everything has the click-to-call feature. You'll just get direct calls most of the time. The website allows someone to tell you where they're located and what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll immediately get both a text message as well as an email. It can be a personal email, in which case we don't even list it on your website. We just link it to that contact form. If it's a business email, it would be listed on the website for people to see. What is a good
email?
I'm going to tell you the email,
but can I ask you a question? Where were you guys at a year ago? Oh, my God. Do you know how long I've been dealing with this issue?
We were here. We just didn't know you needed our help, unfortunately. I wish I would have spoken with you.
Really?
Actually, in April, I'll celebrate my 12-year anniversary with this company, and it's a company that started in 2004, so you'd be in good hands with us. But I'm happy to help you out today, and better late than never. Mm. You know, it's never too late to start whatever it is, and as long as you do it right, you're making good progress, right? It could be a personal email or a business email. It's totally up to you. What is that email?
Okay. We'll use, let's see. Yeah, we'll just use M-A, use letter M as in Mary, A as in apple, 5, the number 5, I-A, M as in Mary, A, D as in dog, E as in elephant, @gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay, so definitely an email that won't show up physically on your website, but people will be able to leave that information on the contact form, and you'll get those emails. So I've got basically all the information that I need right now to do a couple of things. One, like I said, excuse me, is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician.
I'm sorry. Let's change that email.
Oh, sure.
We're gonna do wealth health. It's wealthhealthlearning@gmail.com.
Okay, so still @gmail.com. In this case, it is wealthhealthlearning@gmail.com. Okay, so I got that updated.
Right.
So I'm going to take a look here at our client interview calendar. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier, mission statement, slogan, etc. What's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. And again, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. It looks like I can still get you in at noon if that does work out for you. There's also a 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there is a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock available. We schedule by the hour. The call gets you right at or near the very beginning of that hour. It takes about a half an hour, 40 minutes after that. You want something as soon as possible or later?
We will do 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock. Okay. It'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. Like I said, it should get you pretty close to 4. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. And the other thing that I'm required to do here, Mr. Miller, and this is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, first of all, a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time. But in this case, we are including the website, the Facebook ads, and we're doing the friends and family rate of $249 month-to-month, of course. Now, The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Amex.
Amex. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Any middle initial for you or just first and last?
Yep, so Nico A. Miller.
Nico A. And then American Express should start with a 3. They all do.
Yep.
I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So 3710-266-560-51006.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
Expiration month is 04, year is 2029.
04 of 2029, and the 4 digits on the front of the card?
And the 4 digits on the front is 2528.
2528. So I've got 2528, 2528. I've got April or 04 of 2029 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 3710-266-560-51006.
Correct.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It is 1888, so 1888 Emery Street, Emery Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. You can put unit number 607.
607. Gotcha. Okay. So I do have that voice verification pulled up here, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Miller, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yep.
I have RCA Locksmiths. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Nico Miller. I don't know if you have to put first and last name. Nico alone is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Title within the business is owner.
Okay.
Owner.
And as the owner, Nico, of RCA Locksmiths, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Amex in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And then, Nico, it says to get results as fast as possible, Mr. Miller, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Nico. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all the content that we will be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. And of course, we'll be the ones to make any updates to things like phone numbers, etc. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Nico, that's fair enough, right?
Of course.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And of course, since no customers come to you, we will also make sure that there is no physical street address listed for your business. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here for you, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website and Facebook ads included, and of course, that friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 7th of March, and the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of exactly $249.00. And Nico, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. We are also, in this case, including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and we'll be including that Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, again, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, Nico, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, which means it is offered completely at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, you could, in fact, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nico, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Miller, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, okay, I do. I just need... Really quickly, I need two things. Your company's website as well as just a name.
Yeah, I'm going to send you my contact information real quick here. My name is Paul Gordon. The company name is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. Okay. I'm just going to send you real quick here my contact information. And I'm going to add to it localsplash.com in parentheses because that's our website. And then that actually concludes the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you got a pen handy, though, I'm happy to give you that information now. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. I did send you my text message. I have the same toll-free. My extension is 746. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Nico, they will follow up with you within that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or perhaps very late in the day, in which case they would contact you the following day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice. You are all set and squared away for your client interview. That, again, is today at 4 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 4. I'm also, in a second here, going to send you a calendar invite to your email. The invite just says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. The invite is for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It may say it's a video call, but it's just a regular phone call. One thing that I did want to set up here was just a little bit of extra security on the account, another layer of protection for you, a simple security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with RCA Locksmiths, even if it's you, and we expect it to only be you, but we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. Mr. Miller, this part is especially important. If in a week or two you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, even if they identify themselves as Local Splash or Google, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then don't entertain that phone call. Even our client interview technician, when he calls you back at 4 o'clock, will know the information I'm about to put in here. If anybody calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, or even if they're just asking for more information, I mean, it wouldn't be us. You wouldn't even need to entertain that phone call. They certainly wouldn't know the answer. The voice verification was already attached to your account. It is, again, for your protection. It clearly states it only bills on the 7th and only for exactly $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, Mr. Miller, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
King.
King?
Yep.
When I was a very small child, I don't even remember King, but he was the father of Prince, and they're black labs. I grew up with black labs. Prince is the one that I grew up with. He's the one I remember. But I see pictures of me as a baby around King. King and Queen were the parents. We had them both. And then their son that we kept was Prince. Don't know what kind of animal you had. I just thought I'd share that, though. But King is technically
my first. Yeah, and I had a pit bull.
Yeah, did you? A pit bull. King's a good name for a pit bull, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a little turtle,
great name
too.
For a pit bull.
Mikey. Yeah. it's crazy. So you're all set and squared away there. I typed it in twice, and it's confirmed. So, again, King is your security answer. First pet is the security question. And it looks like our system caught up with all the emails that you're going to get initially. One is the welcome email. Now, again, that has your client support information that I already gave you. Most of those emails do. The welcome email also has your login credentials for your tracking system. I'll open it up real quick here just to give you the heads up. The username is your current phone number. Your account number is 678-357-4096. So that's your username, and it's easy for you to remember. It's your phone number. It'll always be your phone number, even when we replace it with a business number on your account. You can't change it. It's in our system to make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can, though, at any time, change your default password which is Fab Online, F-A-B-O-N-L-I-N-E, all lowercase, no space. You can change that at any time. You don't have to use it right away. In fact, your tracking system won't be active maybe until Monday. We have to do your client interview first, mm-hmm. create the content. You will, though, get text and email when your tracking system is active. If you try before that, you might just get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. You did get another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, and anything that you can send our way will certainly help us with expediting the process to reassure Google that you are an actual legitimate company in the local area to help us get you PIN verified. So any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card, obviously no physical workplace, you know, you don't maintain a storefront. Google's happy with usually where you park your work vehicle at home when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Licensed meaning like what is it? I have an LLC for it, but is there an active business license? What are you asking?
So the LLC is fine. You know, basically any of that content that you have to send our way will mm-hmm. help. If you've got a business card, that helps too. You know, obviously it doesn't have to be everything on here, and certainly when it's coming from us, Google trusts it. But that does help us at all. A lot to get you PIN verified quickly. The one that I wanted you to open up now is the other one, the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on it, it says, hello, Nico A. That's your middle initial, not your last name. It only does that when mm-hmm. there's a middle initial on there. It's in the same field. That's why, because the middle initial of A is in the same field as your first name. So normally it would just say your first name, but in this case it's got your middle initial too. So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you see those two words, click here, click right on that, and it is hyperlinked to the terms of experience, which again is basically everything mm-hmm. we went over in the voice verification provided here for you in writing. You can scroll mm-hmm. through it. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate your patience in taking this call. I'll just really quickly mention that Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing, so you'll be able to get those phone calls and those jobs too. And again, it's not just mm-hmm. Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We're doing the website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads for you, etc. Now, you see the long line, and below it, it populates your mobile number in a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Once you click both of those boxes, click inside the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it and type in or copy and paste an exact match of your name. So it's Nico A. Miller. The N, A, and M are all capitalized, and there is no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you have an exact match of your name, click the confirm signature box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways with your portrait not locked so it flips into landscape. Your orientation mode needs to be in landscape for it to flip up high enough for you to click on it, but it's the longer orangish colored box. Once you click the confirm signature, it does quite a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know it's month to month, that in this case we waived your setup fee, did the friends and family rate, that we're including the website for you. It will also allow us to expedite the process of getting you PIN verified and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to start fixing it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful if it prompts you to log into your account. Again, you don't have to do that right now. And in fact, like if you do, you probably will get the message saying that we're still setting everything up. I'm going to send you that calendar invite. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Again, at this point, your username is your phone number. And any mm-hmm. correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your phone number. Again, it helps us to get things found quickly and forward it out to the right department. It's really the only email that you need. They will, in the client interview this afternoon, give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash. You can always email the photos team directly, but you can really send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and square. squared away on my end. I will try to keep my phone line open at the beginning part of that 4 o'clock hour so I can jump on that call and say a quick hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to be the first, though, to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting, of course, your list, your business Google verified, getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you. When I connect my Google account to you guys' website, would you suggest that I connect the one that I have under the LLC?
The LLC.
Okay.
Now, but the business is just RCA Locksmith. You don't want the LLC to be part of the branding of your business, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Good. I agree. I mean, when people ask, I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. I don't think it's necessary. So we are branding your business, just to reiterate and to confirm, it is going to be RCA Locksmiths. So you're all set and squared away. Like I said, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you when our technician calls you right out, or maybe just a couple of minutes after 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll be talking to you soon.
Good question. One more.
Sure.
Google off error. It says unable to authorize details failed to launch browser. This is while I was, connect your Google business profile.
Uh-huh.
That's the pop-up, right? Yeah, so when I do that, and then I click on, select what local splash can access, see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. Check that box, and then click continue. And then once I do that, it just says Google off error. And it failed to launch browser with accounts or something like that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not a problem. There are some things that we need to do on our end as well, and that's what our client interview technician is going to take care of.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll get it done then. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate your patience. And again, for being a straight shooter, straightforward with me and honest, I appreciate that immensely. Real refreshing at the end of a long week. So I appreciate that. And you take care. We'll be talking to you at about 4 o'clock.
Let's do it. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Thank you, Nico. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.